Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, suit on,
looking like the dapper dawn,
giving them all
dress
like a million bucks,
got things in his cup.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on. Dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I can't even tell you, man. I've been doing some thinking. And one of the things that I wanted to mention today to you as one of the principles of success. Being grateful at all times is difficult to do. Being grateful at all times is very difficult to do. I find that to be true with myself. Now, there are others that might be able to do it, but just from talking and listening and living and learning, being grateful at all times is difficult to do, but it's necessary. Because it's such an act of faith in knowing that no matter what's going on, it's going to be all right. And it's hard to see that when things are not going in your favor, when things have turned so dramatically the other way, and it seems as though you're the only one in the situation where you're involved with other people, or someone got an accusation against you falsely, or somebody trying to do something to you unjustifiably, whatever the case may be. When it's happening to you, it does appear to you that, oh my goodness, man, this is horribly one-sided. So it is difficult. It is hard to do, to be grateful at all times, but it's so necessary. And I just want to point out a couple of things to you. First of all, the difficulty in being grateful in hard times is that, number one, the present circumstances oftentimes is just so pressing and so overwhelming that a lot of your energy is devoted to trying to come up with the solution for that, or trying to muster the strength to weather the storm, or trying to just brace yourself to try to get through it. And in doing that, it's hard to be grateful. It's hard to be grateful in pain. And I know it is, but here is the trick for me. This is what I've had to learn how to do. And I guess it takes practice to get here. It's not nothing you just start doing right away. You got to practice it in small increments to really get it. What I've always had to say to myself, and what I've learned to say to myself, is this is happening to me because God is working me through something. This is happening to me because it's some form of test that I have to pass in order to graduate to the next grade, in order to be allowed to move to the next level. This is happening to me because there's something I need to purge my life of, my body of, my spirit of. Something's purging in me. And when you purge something, it's painful. You know, it's like a person getting off drugs. The withdrawal is agonizing, I've been told. And every documentary I've ever watched, it's an agonizing process to go cold turkey, to withdraw, to pull away after you've been doing something so long. And so I know that this process is tough when you're going through some pain, but when you're purging your system, when you're having to pass a test, when you're about to when you're being made ready for the next level, that moment right in there, in realizing that that's what's happening, that's where you find the gratitude. That's where I found the gratitude. I hope I'm explaining this correctly. I'm going to keep trying until I get it. But that's where you find the gratitude. The second part of it is that God has never left me. In all the things I've done, in all the mistakes I've made, all the lies I've told, all the situations I've gotten myself into from being greedy and wanting too much for me, at the expense sometimes of other people, not doing it deliberately or in a vindictive way, because I've never had that spirit. I'm not a vindictive or a mean person. But sometimes in my life, in wanting to do what I wanted to do, I didn't totally weigh out the cause and effect of the other person. I mean, can I just be real with you with that? I mean, how many times we done all done that? Look, it don't make you a bad person. You know, good people do bad things all the time. I just happen to have come to the realization that unknowingly and not with malice intent towards a person, I've hurt people looking at something I wanted to do without really looking at what the cause and effect would be on the other person. So in doing some of these things, I've created situations for myself, but God, through his grace and mercy, has allowed me to even get beyond that. So when I'm saying that God has never left me, in spite of myself, he's always gotten me through. So that's the other part of it too. See, that no matter what you're going through, you've got to understand that God has always gotten you through it. Now, hasn't he? Now, it may not be the way you wanted or the way you liked, but guess what? You can't do wrong and not pay for that now. That's not how this works. That's never going to be the case. But the great thing about God is he fires warning shots at us all the time. He gives us an opportunity to stop. You know, he don't fully punish us right away every time we do something wrong. Now, does he? You know, eventually you're going to get caught doing whatever it is you're doing. You do understand that, don't you? But the first time, that close call, that was a warning shot for you to stop. Look, I know you're not perfect. I know we all sinners down here. So I know you're going to make mistakes one time. I know you was looking at her when you wasn't supposed to. I know you said something to him when you wasn't supposed to. I know you got with her when you know you wasn't supposed to. And I know you got with him when you know you wasn't supposed to. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to fire a warning shot and maybe you'll slow your roll this time. But we keep on though. See, that's what happens. See, we just keep on. And then the next thing you know, we get caught. Now, oh, Lord, have mercy. I want out of this. Yeah, well, see, you done dug this hole pretty deep and he gonna get you out. But it's some things that's got to go down now because you didn't pay attention to the warning shot. See, had you stopped the first time, you felt bad about it and said you wasn't going to do it no more, the situation wouldn't be as critical. But because we don't stop and we go again, but God always forgives. He always allows us to get back up again. He always gives us mercy. He always gives us his grace. He always does that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies, gentlemen, truck drivers, bosses, wannabes, people in construction, bridge workers, school crossing guards. You know, man, I had a school crossing guard one time. I never met a person more evil. Why are you a hateful person leading the kids cross the street? All of us felt endangered every time she put the stop sign up because I felt like she was trying to kill us. I really did, man. She was an evil crossing guard. Cars be coming. She wait till the last minute and throw that sign out. You hear, everybody in the crosswalk started crying and running. I was just, I don't know why I thought of that just now, but that's how my mind works. Just thought I'd let y'all in there. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show. Be grateful today, y'all. I had a long conversation with God. Really spent some time thanking him this morning. Do the same thing. Just take a couple of minutes, man, out your day. Close your eyes. You ain't got to. Just thank him. You can do that with your eyes open. I ain't trying to tell you how to do it. I'm just asking you to do it. That's all. Here we go. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., better known as KLS, which stands for Kill LaJuan Spates. It's the LaJuan for me. Kier, I didn't get that at first. I don't know. That's when Black people started naming their kids Spanish names. Kier, I don't know where that came from. That is not Black, though. Killer, but LaJuan, though. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They made up for Kier. And the legend that is Nephew Tommy Jr.
Yeah, Unc. Let me ask this, Unc. You know, my family decided this year we're going to do that gift exchange. Have you done that before with your family when you do the gift exchange?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because I saw who pulled my name. I know my gift ain't finna be nothing. Because my uncle pulled my name, and he missing the tooth. So I know I ain't finna get nothing. The one in the front. Right. Yeah, see, if he don't care about himself, I know damn well he ain't finna care about my gift. I know that.
Well, if you won't buy a tooth, I can promise you your gift ain't gonna be worth a damn. Because first of all, he don't see nothing wrong.
Yeah.
When a person is shopping for you that don't see nothing wrong, the tooth in the front of your head is missing.
Yeah.
I don't care what I got to do. Pop bottles, copper, wire. You know, I go work down at the trap house for a couple days. I'm got to get some money for this tooth. It's no way, dog. I'm down at the grocery store. I'm bagging groceries. I'm doing whatever I got to do. I got to get some money for this tooth.
Yeah. Yeah.
But your uncle just sat there for years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, missing. Go.
So, yeah, man, your gift ain't going to be nothing.
Yeah, I promise you this gift coming out of the dollar store. I know it is.
Well, you should buy him a tooth. Buy him a tooth, dog.
I didn't pull his name. I didn't pull him.
Okay.
Anybody buying no tooth?
What'd you say, Tommy? Oh, okay. Pull his name to help him?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You pulled.
Now, I'll buy him a toothbrush. Man. Hey, Junior, I'll buy him a toothbrush and cut half the bristles off.
That's so mean.
That's evil.
All right.
Yeah. That way you can keep them brushes concentrated where they be because you don't want your brushes hitting that gum.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam and church complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for church complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
We gather in a most parcliferous way.
Yeah.
As we deprify in this ostrosity of unification, we most hypodemically find it to be a gregarious entrepreneurship of an endeavor.
Good God Almighty.
We come in a bicurious way.
Bicurious.
Wanting to know
what
it is and what it ain't. Come on, Deacon. Lord, Lord, I'm preaching today.
Yeah. Now you going to bring a word. I felt a fire
coming.
All right, Pastor. We got an issue here. Brother Lee Berry just lost his job and decided to tell his two kids that Santa passed away. Them kids been crying for 3 days. Pastor, please, let's try to figure out how to get these kids to Christmas.
That's terrible.
He did that. He sure did.
Well, that really, that's not a bad idea for those that don't have it to give.
Pastor!
Dump it on Santa. Santa passed away.
Oh.
He had been crying for 3 days.
That's horrible.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
That's horrible.
Okay. You know,
can't come down the chimney if you ain't here.
So true, Pastor. All right, Brother Lawrence. Tampa.
I can't believe I didn't think of that. My bad.
Brother Lawrence Campbell got upset with all the things his wife was requesting for Christmas. So he decided to take her out to a nice dinner show. He volunteered her to do, they had a magician there. And he volunteered her to do one of the tricks. The magician made her disappear. Lawrence got up, paid the bill, and got up and left. He said he'll come back through there after Christmas. We got to figure out how to get this this woman back. She's been gone for about 2 days now from this magic trick. That was Saturday night.
I think that we all know that magic don't actually work that way, so I'm going to assume she is in cahoots with the magician and going to get all the Christmas gifts she wants from him.
Mm. Preach, Pastor.
Matter of fact, look like she's having an early Christmas, if you ask me.
Houdini,
that's what I'm thinking. Oh, back there. Everybody pulling the rabbit out now. Yeah.
Moving along, Pastor. You're going to have to talk to these boys. Lil Nigel and his brother Norris, as you know, they 10 and 11, jumped on Santa at the mall. Apparently, this is because they didn't get the bikes that they asked for last year. The people at the mall said all they heard was Nigel tell Norris, there you go, right there. And Santa didn't got it's bad. They had to shut the line down and everything. He couldn't come. It's just bad. We need you to talk to Lil Nigel and Lil Norris.
Well, the Nigel and Norris boys is headed to prison. I think we need to just go on and know that. And write them two off. They already juveniles. They've been down to, well, they've been to juvenile twice, Deacon. These is inmates in the making. You can't save everybody. God can, but I can't. And so what I do is once I do my calculations, these two boys got jumpsuits and seal numbers wrote all over them.
You just
got to go on, let it happen. Get them on out the way, and let's spend some time with the Dickerson boys because they look like we can save them. Nigel and Norris, how is you 10 and 11? And you already been to juvenile for doing a drive-by on a bicycle.
Well, that's why they wanted them bikes, I guess, but they didn't get them bikes, and that's what.
Well, see, sooner they don't get their way, they start something. That's why they had the drive-by. They did a drive-by on the candy store down there last year. They went down there, they were short of money. The store owner told them they couldn't have no candy. They went out, got their bike, came back with a pistol and shot the store up.
Well, ain't you supposed to mentor them? Ain't we supposed to try to do something to help them get better?
We done tried mentoring Norris and Nigel.
All right, then.
We gonna let the juvenile system mentor them.
Okay.
I know it sounds quite contrary to what normally does with young boys, but I'm Rev Motown.
Yeah,
this is not a real church anyway.
You gonna pull the whole curtain back, huh? That's what we got. I'll be damned.
You know this a radio show, this a bit, ain't it?
Why are you messing up the whole thing like this?
You ain't really no deacon.
You wait till we get right here before Christmas and do this right here. Why would you do that?
You know, I'm tired. I asked y'all before the show started how many more days of this week. Obviously, I run out of patience with all this here. Junior ain't.
Well, here's another situation we definitely have to take care of. Brother Cedric Ballard. Yeah, at this fake church. Yeah. Brother Cedric Ballard was screaming to the top of his lungs while watching TV, don't go in the church, don't go in the church. His wife, Glenda Ballard, ran in the living room and said, baby, what's wrong? What are you watching? He said, our wedding video. She wants to start counseling as soon as possible.
I love it.
So many men. Get in trouble reviewing that wedding video. Brother Thornton last week was wiping tears from his face from watching his. And that when his wife asked him, are you emotional over? He said, yeah, I never should have did it. And that caused a lot of drama in his house. One of my greatest regrets.
We gotta go.
Let's get
coming
on out of
next,
this church that don't exist.
The CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Nick Cannon is trolled for promoting a TV show as Light Skin versus Dark Skin. Terrence Howard is suing his former agency over his Empire salary. And at least 18 brands have now cut ties with Diddy's Empower Global Digital Marketplace. That's all coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Catrice in Baltimore, who writes, my sister suspects her husband of cheating, and she's so worried that she's losing weight and she can't sleep. I've seen him out with the lady and I met her. Would it help if I had a real conversation with my brother-in-law? Will he stop cheating?
No. No, he's not going to stop cheating if you have a real conversation with your brother-in-law. He married to your sister and he cheating. He ain't even married to you. Well, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? The girl already suspects him. You've seen him with the girl. And now you're going to bring it up. He know he busted. He know he busted. There's nothing you can say. That's going to make, what you going to say? I'm going to tell your wife. She already know. So this is none of your business. You have to let this play out, man. It's not your business. I know you love your sister and everything. Yeah. Just go on and be there for her, hold her. You know, just going to court. He gonna lose a lot of stuff when he get there too. He ain't gonna believe it.
All right. Well, moving on to LaWanda in Macon. LaWanda says, I had a thing with my coworker before I got married, and she told me she missed me, so I went by her house one day last week. I feel bad about sneaking around on my hubby, so do you think he'll have an open mind about it if I tell the truth?
Wait a minute.
I got the pronouns
mixed up a little bit.
LaWanda in Macon. No, it's what you heard. LaWanda says she had a thing with her coworker before she got married. And the coworker told her that she missed her. So she went by her house one day last week. And she says she feels badly about sneaking around on her husband. So do you think he'll have an open mind about it if she tells the truth?
Well, so it's I'm not sure if he's going to have an open mind. But the first thing he going to want to do is join in. I can almost assure you that's going to happen.
And rightfully so. And rightfully.
Right, but he's not going to have an open mind. He might, or it could end y'all's relationship. It's one of the two. He going to either want to join in or y'all going to end this relationship. That's a chance you're going to have to take because I can't help you.
Shut your damn mouth.
You're out of this one. All right, moving on.
I don't know why y'all got to tell everything, though. Just be quiet. You done made the mistake. You done went over to the girl house. Y'all done been at it again. Shut up.
Let it go.
Why did y'all have to talk? I don't understand that. Shut up.
It's the same reason you have
shut up.
Shut up. Stop talking.
Lying and talking too much is two totally different things. We lie out of necessity. Anybody ask y'all walk in here and tell the damn truth? What?
That's on us.
So what?
That's your
problem. That's sir.
Frisia in Dover says, my husband told me that he didn't mind if I got breast implants as long as he got to pick the size. I don't want the big ones that he wants me to have. So should I be honest with him or go ahead and get the C cup that I want and deal with him later?
Yeah. Well, you gonna put something on you don't want? Is you crazy? Mm-hmm. You already married to him. Man's stupid. He done put something up here. You gonna be crushing beer cans with your breasts if you listening to him. Stop that. Girl, talk to, it's gotta make sense. That's what's happening with these women going here asking these men about these BBLs. That's why these asses done got out of control right now. Y'all walking around here looking like a sugar ice cream cone.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend that
you know them little waffle cones? Yeah, send them here with great big old ass little bitty thighs. Can't even hold that much tail up. That's why y'all be listening to men. You can't get the big ones and you little. Just gotta make sense. Ask the doctor what he think. Damn.
Proportionate.
Yeah, for her health.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just you're suggesting and agreeing with her that she should just get the smaller size that she wants. Because it's her body anyway. Okay. All right, last one, Steve. People. Huh?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Moving on to Davion in Fort Lauderdale. Davion says, I'm a painter and I went to do a job at one of my buddy's house and his lady friend was walking around in her bra and panties. I was uncomfortable and I told him. He told me that's because I want her. How did he jump to that conclusion?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Damn.
Shirley, what?
Okay. This is crazy.
All of us, all the men went, what?
I know. Okay, so.
You hired me to paint.
I'm gonna say it again. I'm going to say it again because it's crazy. Davion is a painter. He went to do a job at one of his buddy's house, and his lady friend was walking around in her bra and panties. He said he was uncomfortable, and he told him. The guy told him that that's because he wants her. How did he jump to that conclusion? So he went to paint the guy's house. The guy's woman was walking around in her bra and panties, and the painter was uncomfortable, so he told his friend about it. He told the guy about it who he was doing the job for, and the guy said, that's because you want her. And he's trying to figure out how in the world did he come to that conclusion.
Well, these are some swingers right here.
The bra and panties lady.
Yeah, well, you over at the house, and then that was the selling tool, and then he go, that's because you want her. Now, any other man, the hell you mean you looking at my wife walking around the house? It would have been all other, but where the question come from, that's because you want her. Wait a minute, hold on.
Right.
See, all that's a setup question. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to know what's happening here. Now, then you going to say, well, damn, she in my face, dog. I'm just letting you know. Well, do you want her? Now we finna get into what this all about right here. See, you ain't finna just be a painter. You finna be a porn star. You finna be on film, dog. Yeah.
Okay, he so why is she walking around?
Strawberry lemonade watching. She advertising, Shirley.
Yeah.
She advertising. Yeah. Because that's what he like. He likes to watch people with his girl.
Oh.
So now he set the painter up. Uh-huh. Now you gonna be over there. He gonna be in the corner drinking strawberry lemonade watching y'all. That's what's gonna happen with y'all.
Let that job go, partner.
Yeah, just walk out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause dog, you finna be a world of trouble right here.
Pick up all your paint and rollers and just leave.
Unless you're gonna paint naked and go on
what
let it.
What you gonna be doing?
Hey, we all in there now.
It doesn't sound like he is though. He's uncomfortable. He already said he's uncomfortable. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Nick Cannon and the Zeus Network have received backlash over the light skin versus dark skin reality show competition in Vegas over the weekend. The show was filmed for the Zeus Network as a competition between the ladies of Wild 'N Out and the ladies of the Baddies show. The show was initially named Bad versus Wild, but flyers were posted with light skin versus dark skin on them, and fans flipped out over the blatant colorism with images of brown-skinned women on one side and lighter-skinned women on the other side. Nick Cannon was held responsible as he collaborated with Zeus for this event. Zeus changed the title of the show to Chocolate Goddesses versus Caramel Goddesses, but they kept the image of the ladies, which caused all of the outrage.
Nick. Mm-hmm. That's not cool.
No.
I don't know what people be thinking about, man.
Man, that's what I was about to say. I said, what is he thinking?
Mm-hmm. I just don't know what people be thinking about. I just, you know, is it that important? I mean, what you trying to...
Yeah.
Man.
Come on. Really.
You didn't think that was going to create a little bit of...
Yeah.
Yeah. The colorism and we just eat all this.
It's a word to Jay. Come on, dog.
You know, look, if you had a football team and you did that, you can't have dark skinned people on this team, light skinned people on that team, because you do. I'm betting all my money on dark skinned team.
This is
I want a dark skinned defense now. A dark skinned defense.
I'm telling you right now.
Y'all just
as
bad.
Yeah. Okay. Get them light skinned people if you want to. Your ass gonna lose.
Moving on.
Because unless you're talking about pole vaulting or something. You really
Moving on. Actor Terrence Howard is suing his former talent agency, the Creative Arts Agency, that's we know it as CAA, over his salary on the hit TV show Empire and his role as Lucius Lyons. Terrence claims he was lowballed and was given misleading information by his agents. In Friday's press conference, Terrence said he can't say for certain that it's a racial issue, but he can't imagine any of his white counterparts with the same accolades as he has to receive the lowball pay that he was getting. Howard noted that he was paid less than actor Jim Parsons of The Big Bang Theory after his show Empire surpassed Big Bang Theory in viewers. Howard stated that his Empire salary topped out at $325,000 per episode.
What?
I mean, that's a lot of money, but, you know, when you think about it,
comparison,
it's all relative, exactly.
Not in the scheme of things, but here's a problem Terrence is going to face. You signed the contract and you took the money. I can tell you nearly all of us have that same problem. I'm telling you right now, in Hollywood, nearly all of us have that same problem. Mm-hmm. We had that same problem on radio.
Mm-hmm. I think in every job, in every industry,
they got that same problem down at UPS. Yes, they got that same problem at the damn post office. Mm-hmm. They got that same damn problem at Amazon. I'm just telling you, we've been having that problem, and it's been a quiet problem. Women have had that problem. It's happening, man.
Because he have a case, though?
No.
He's saying not.
He's got a valid point.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If they do that, do you know how much money I'm finna go back and get? I'll be watching this case very closely. He better not win a quarter. Because I'm going to tell you right now, but I can do that with the talk show. I can do that with damn near every show I've ever had. I can do that with this radio show right now. Mm-hmm. I can show you numbers to back it up. Right now.
So you're going to be watching Terrence Howard closely and see how this plays out.
I hope he wins.
Yeah.
He could be going back for everything.
I'm skipping down to the courthouse. I got contracts. And I've sat with execs and showed them. Mm-hmm. The first dispute me and Sid had on the Steve Harvey show was this show, Buffy the Vampire
Slayer.
Slayer. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
she wasn't the vampire.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Slayer.
He was the one.
I'm just telling you, it was a WB show.
We know. Yes. We know.
Yeah, it was just the way you said it. That Buffy was
Buffy the vampire slayer. Is the name of the show.
Well, she was sucking all the money out the WB. I don't know how you.
Okay, checkmate.
I went in there and talked to them, and they explained it to me. You have a black show. Ooh. Blacks watch 40% more television than do whites. So advertisers don't have to spend the money to get black viewers on black shows, because they're going to get y'all on Monday Night Football. Y'all watching Friends. Y'all watching Home Improvement. So that's why they don't have to spend the money on black shows like they do white shows, which is general market money. And then black dollars has always been multicultural. The dude that has cracked the code in all of this is Byron Allen. Byron Allen will sue your ass in a heartbeat if you play that game with him.
That's why he's a billionaire.
And Byron Allen stay on TV, and Byron Allen stay functioning, because he understood the rules and made them play by the rules with him. If everybody got behind Byron Allen, we could actually change this. He has tried.
I like when
let me stop, for I don't have no show no more.
You notice I'm over here quiet. I ain't saying nothing. I just got some new paper. I'm not saying nothing.
All right, coming up. Thank you, Steve. All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after, we'll play a quick game of One Has to Go right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we go. One of these has to go. Steve, listen carefully. Tommy, Junior, everybody, listen carefully. Football, basketball, golf.
Whoa.
One
you
has to
watching
go.
Watching it as a sport?
One has to go. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Football, basketball, golf.
It might be golf.
What you playing football? And you
just
it might be golf.
Just golf has to go.
I was finna say, because if you out here playing it, we can get rid of football and basketball.
I can't even watch it. One has to go. That's it.
But if you're talking about watching it, you can take this golf off TV today.
Yeah.
All right. Teddy, Luther, Peebo. One has to go.
Peebo. I'm done.
Teddy, Luther, Peebo.
Wow.
One has to go.
Luther ain't going no damn well on none of these answers. Watch.
Come on.
Oh, what? No, Luther in.
Luther in.
Okay, yeah. He's not going. Who's going? Who's going? We don't want to know who's in.
I said Peebo. It's on Unc and the kids.
Steve just sunk down in his chair.
Peebo.
Don't hurt me, man.
We got to turn off the lights, y'all. We got to.
Yeah, Peebo for me. No.
What?
No, I'm taking Teddy out.
You taking Teddy out?
Take Teddy out.
What? All right. If I had to. Peebo, man. That dude. Feel the fire.
Uh-huh.
Something that
Teddy too
stayed in my head.
All right, one has to go. Chicken, steak, lobster. One has to go.
Oh, lobster. Bye. I'm allergic to spiny lobster anyway. I don't give a damn. They don't make that nowhere. I eat spiny lobster. Hope my whole mouth swell up and start itching.
Really?
I love
spiny lobster. Maine lobster I can eat, but spiny lobster. Back of my throat start.
Yeah.
Junior?
Chicken. Yeah, get rid of chicken.
I can't get rid of chicken and steak. That's all I grew up on. I don't eat lobster every day.
We ain't get rid of the chicken.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Nah.
But I want that lobster though. I'm going to let that steak go. I'm going to let that red meat go.
Steak. All right. I should have put caviar in here for you.
I gotta have that lobster.
All right, here we go. One has to go.
You had lobster, you were 35.
One has to go. Boobs, butt, nice teeth. One has to go.
Boobs, butt, nice teeth?
I'm gonna eliminate the boobs.
Yeah, we don't need the boobs.
Let the boobs go.
Yeah.
But that butt and them teeth.
Need that booty and them teeth, baby.
Yeah.
Need booty and teeth. If you can do without breasts, you can make that work, but you cannot have no ragged ass mouth under no circumstance.
Booty teeth. Booty teeth.
Sitting across from me chewing. Food coming out the middle of your mouth. Hey.
I know that's right.
Thanks, guys. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, Sister Odell is here right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, she's here. Sister Odell in the building.
Mm-hmm.
first met the Lord, I was Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good
morning, Sister Odell.
Good. What's going on this morning, Cheryl?
Well, I have to ask you, Sister Odell, have you heard of, have you ever heard of this holy slap? In a recent interview, Jada Pinkett Smith stated that Will's Oscar slap saved her marriage. So Jada said...
Here we go.
Listen now. Mm-hmm. Jada said she calls it the holy slap now because so many positive things came out of it.
This poor little girl. This poor little girl. How is this slap to save your marriage? You just said y'all ain't been together in 7 years. Mm-hmm. A holy slap. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I'd like to slap Jada. What I want.
No, you can't do that.
I ain't never seen nothing like it. Why woman act like this here to her man? And as I'm your man, and you saying all this foolish stuff about me, I threw with you when you had that little interterrestrial thing with the little boy.
Entanglement.
Yeah.
August. With August.
That ain't what it was, but that's what she tried to give it a new name, like she from outer space or something. Interterrestrial and all this here. Heifer, you know what that is. You slept with the little boy that your little boy came over to the house with.
Well, Sister Altina, I thought you would have a more positive view of this situation since she's saying
that the slap I am so sick of these Smiths. Talking to me about the Smiths. This irregular, irrational, crazy-ass marriage that ain't a marriage, that ain't been a marriage for 7 years, but they got together and then they quit, and then she had to entrap a man with the little boy, and then he done walked up on stage and slapped Chris ain't suing his ass. A white man would have sued the whole Oscar Academy. They wouldn't even have a statue no more.
Did you even read her book, Sister Odell? She has a book out.
Nobody got no time for reading that foolishness. I wish I would spend a moment sitting up here going through these pages, all this ignorant mess right here. I was through with it when she said she was dealing crack in Baltimore. Sitting up here looking as eyes as a crackhead, but you're going to sit up here and sell crack in Baltimore. You wouldn't have had crack on the corner in Baltimore for 10 seconds. They'd have went in there and whooped your ass and took all your crack. Jada Pinkett Smith was a crackhead dealer in Baltimore. You see the movie, why?
Yeah, we saw it, the series.
You see anybody look like Jada? Jada ain't never throwing a phone out her window or nothing.
Wait, what?
You know when they used to throw their phone out the window because they were the burner? You know, poor little bitch ass girl sitting up here talking about she used to say a crack in Baltimore. You just making stuff up now. Mm-hmm. I used to play in the NBA too.
What, Sister
Odell? We just saying anything now.
We just reaching.
I'm so sick of these Smiths.
I think she also
said. We all in here just sitting over here just quiet as a tree. Said what, sweetie?
Well, I think she also said that they'll never leave each other. She'll never leave Will.
Two crazy people need to stay together. Why not? Why not? Because if you can't leave her, what's she going to do? How many more changes she going to make? She done put the new jaws in and everything. She got new jaws, new cheekbones. She got implants. And what else you finna do now?
I didn't know she had new jaws. I didn't see that.
Oh, like...
That's what you got out of her ass. What he just said.
Them tall ass cheekbones she got now, where they come from?
All right. Thank you, Sister Odell, I think. Coming
thank
up
you.
Next.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye. It is Sister Odell. It's the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he can't talk without touching me. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. But right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Insurance, Shirley. Insurance.
Oh, insurance.
Got a few girls. I got to get insured. Few girls. I need to get insured. So, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I got to get my girls insured. You'll understand it in a second. Let's
Your
go, Kendo. Insurance.
Please call insurance. This is Joseph. How can I help you?
Yeah, Joseph, how you doing, man? I got you
doing good.
Your number, well, somebody gave me your card, told me you have an insurance company. You might be able to help me.
Absolutely. We'll love to help you. We'll love to help you.
Okay. Listen, I'm seeking some insurance. Now, what all insurance do you guys have? What all do you all cover?
Well, we have automobile insurance. We have home insurance. We have life insurance, fire, flood. We pretty much we have everything. What exactly what type of insurance you were looking for?
Okay, well, see, I need, I have my own business, my own company.
Oh, that's good. Entrepreneur, I like that.
Okay, what I'm trying to do, man, is I'm trying to make sure I have insurance for the people underneath me.
Oh, okay, your employees.
Yeah, exactly, okay. Exactly. Okay. I want my employees to be insured.
Okay, good.
You know, like if something happens to them, they can get workman's comp, you know what I mean? I want to be able to accommodate them that way. Is that, and are you able to help me out with something like that?
Yeah, I am able to help you. I just need to ask you a few questions. How many employees do you have?
Right now, I got six. Well, I got four that's working full time.
Mm-hmm.
I got two that work predominantly on the weekends.
Okay.
So I got, right. Let me think real quick. I got Cinnamon, I got Ice, Jasmine, mm-hmm. I got Thunder.
I'm sorry, sir. Sir, tell me your name again, sir. What was?
Smitty.
Okay. What type of business do you have, sir?
I'm more of a I'm a PC, and
I'm sorry, PC. Personal consultant?
No. I'm pretty close though. Pretty close. That's pretty close. I'm a pleasure consultant, And what it is, I got.
I'm sorry. Did you say pleasure consultant?
Right. What that is, man, is you know, I pleasurize people that want to be pleasurized. Like I have girls that may dance for you. Some may come by and do other things for you. Private parties, that kind of thing.
Are you trying to insure strippers or call girls?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to ensure what I'm trying to ensure. I mean, I give all my girls 1099s at the end of the year.
I don't know what this is. An insurance company. This is a reputable company. We don't insure call girls or strippers.
Sir, I'm trying to insure my product. I mean, the way the economy is right now, everybody got to look out for themselves. I got to insure what I need to insure, so in case things go bad, man, I can bounce back on that. You understand?
I understand that, sir, and I do understand.
I mean, I'm a businessman just like you are,
sir. But we don't insure. Call girls, strippers.
So hold on. I got your card, man. You're trying to tell me that now you can't give me no insurance?
We can't insure call girls or strippers. Okay. Tell me this. What type of duties do they perform?
Well, I mean, what you mean? What kind of duties? I mean, they dance.
Well, on the application, I have to put down what type of duties do your
We're going to put down exotic dance. You know, and see, since they are there for people that, like, need to have some personal attention, man, you know, we just put something else down, like, you know, counseling, you know.
Are these prostitutes? You want to insure prostitutes?
I'm not saying that, man. I'm not. Stop saying that. Don't say that no more. That's not what I'm saying.
That's what they are, sir.
Well, why don't
that's
you put down PC, man? Why don't you put down pleasure consultant for them, man?
Pleasure consultant. Sir, we don't do that here. I don't know how to help you, sir. We don't do that here. You can't insure a prostitute.
Did I tell you don't say that no more? I told you this right here is a PC. It's a pleasure consultant. Now, somebody that gave me this business card and told me that you'll be able to take care of me, and now here you is coming back saying you can't. See, this one is starting to be some for Smitty now.
Sir, you have to refrain from using that language.
No. They telling me that you are able to insure me, man. Like,
yes, sir. We are able to insure
you. You the one coming back with some bogus right here, dog.
Listen, we don't insure any type of ghetto mess prostitutes, call girls. That's some street junk that we don't do here.
Hey, man, listen. I was told you can insure me, and guess what? You go insure me. I'm finna go back and forth with you, Doc. I'm finna come down there to your office, and I want these papers filled out so I can sign them, so I can have my
office. Look, man, we don't insure no prostitutes are no strippers, okay? So we don't do that. And you're not going to come down to my office with this ghetto mess. We don't do that.
Who do you think you hollering at, man?
You don't know who you're fooling with. Now, don't let this corporate over the phone corporate voice fool you, because I can get gangster.
Hey, man, I don't know who you think you hollering at, but look here.
Now, we don't do that here.
Hey, man, look here. Let me tell you something. I'm on my way down there, okay?
Sir, do not come to this office. Come to this office.
I'm coming to the office. You're going to insure my girls for me. Now, somebody gave me your card and told me you can take care of me on the low, and that's what you're going to do. Now, I need my damn insurance for my girls, dog. That's all I'm trying to get out of you.
Don't you bring your up to my steps with this. We don't do it, and I will not. And if you bring your up, you're going to get your what?
Hey, man, I got one. Who do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. Now, I tried to be nice, and I tried to be professional, but this is some. Don't you bring your up to my office, or I'm going to kick your you in, Cinnamon, in front of all them up there.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I need to say to you. You listening?
Yes. What you got to say to me, dude? What the I do not insure prostitutes, okay? What do you have to tell me?
I got to tell you this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill that boy. God, God. Ooh, I was gonna go postal. I cannot believe that put me up to this. Ooh. Oh, y'all got me. Boy, I want one.
Let me ask you this here, man. Let me ask you this here. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you have it. All my girls, we got to get them insured. You understand what I'm saying? When they on these polls and stuff like this, you got to get these people insured. What, y'all don't see that? You're going way up on these polls. You got to get these people insured, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to understand it. And I'm talking about 4 or 5 people on the poll at the same time. That's a lot of people. Oh, y'all ain't been in a while, huh?
My bad. Well, I tell you what, I saw that woman at that Usher show in Vegas.
Woo. Well, girl, you better ask somebody.
Ooh, that girl, that got
it's,
skills.
It's one of the number one video I never deleted. Was that right there?
Yeah.
All right. Get ready. This weekend, I'm headed to Tacoma, Washington. Tacoma, Washington. Nate Jackson, Super Funny Comedy Club. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tickets on sale right now. The nephew coming to Tacoma, Washington. I've never been there before. So that's Seattle and everybody around the way. The nephew is coming. Tacoma, Washington. Thank you so kindly.
Yeah, man.
Yes. The pit is on the way. Yeah.
Nice.
And let me thank Oakland. Let me thank the Bay Area. Let me thank everybody for Pleasanton. That was very good. Great shows the entire weekend. I want to say thank you for y'all coming out, seeing your boy. It was an amazing weekend. And oh my God, California, the weather has not changed. It's just still beautiful. Oh my God, it's still beautiful.
Bay Area.
Did I blow it? What?
Too short, blow the whistle.
Too short, had to hear me because I sure blew it.
That was fun.
It was cool. It's cool. The weather was amazing. I still haven't forgotten why the mortgage is so high in Cali. It's because of the weather. That's probably on the bill.
Live there.
Yeah. 2,000 is on the bill. This is for the weather. You're paying for that.
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it's the Strawberry Letter with the subject being he cannot talk without touching me. Wow.
I don't see the problem.
We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking on Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. So buckle up and hold on tight. Get ready. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he can't talk without touching me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I met a man online, and he's a decent guy with a good job and a great set of friends. We've gone on double dates with my friends and his friends, and I did that because that's how you get to really know a person. The drawback of it is that my friends also get to point out the bad things about my man. We had a double date with my best friend and her man, and my bestie said that it's too soon for my man to be as hands-on as he is, meaning he can't talk without touching me. She said he was going to start pressuring me for sex too soon. She was spot on with that one, so I couldn't be mad at her. The second date was with my cousin and her husband, and my cousin's husband said the guy shouldn't be grabbing my butt in public like that because it's tasteless. I did not care what he said because I know he's not a romantic type of guy from what my cousin has said about him. But when I'm alone with my new man and in public, he really can't talk without putting his hands on my body. In the car, he wants to hold my hand and drive with his left hand. He has his hand on my thigh when we're having dinner. And if we're at a bar having a drink, he will slide my chair right up beside him so he can rub my shoulder or have his hand in various places on my body. We met 7 weeks ago and we haven't been intimate, but like my bestie said, he's already itching to have sex. The final straw for me was when he put his hand between my legs in a restaurant and asked if he could have it. I asked what it was. It's a complete and utter turnoff. Do I throw away the man for this one flaw, or is this something we can work on? He doesn't do well with subtle hints. Oh, he's a little out of control doing that in public and at a restaurant. But the most important thing here is what you're comfortable with. And that's it. That's all. If you don't want this man that you've only been dating for 7 weeks to have his hands all over you, and you shouldn't, why don't you say something to him? Why don't you tell him to stop? Move his hands away. It is very disrespectful of him to be touching you so inappropriately and in front of your friends and family like that. How have you let it go this long? That's my question to you. If you don't want him to do it to you, then don't let him do it to you. You got to be realistic, though. I mean, he's a man who is obviously attracted to you, and I'm sure he feels 7 weeks is a long time on his calendar. He's ready to get busy, but clearly you're not, because you're still trying to get to know him. But you got to remember, I mean, it's simple. This is your body, and if you're not stopping him or slapping him, and you're not saying anything about his touching you, he's not going to stop. You got to tell him if that's what you want. If he leaves because you spoke up for yourself, then let him go. If he stays, tell him you don't want him touching you like that anymore. You want to get to know him, and you guys need to slow down. Steve?
This letter, it's so common sense. It's just, Shirley's absolutely correct in what she said. This letter's, it's really what you want, but you're not conveying this to the man. So what you want him to do? Cause right now this dude, he don't think he's doing nothing wrong, but you think the man is wrong. And now let me show you a couple things in this letter. You met this man online. He's a decent guy, got a good job, great set of friends. We go on double dates with friends and his friends, my friends and his friends. I did that because that's how you get to really know a person. Okay, that's a good idea because you got to see how he interacts with other people, other people's opinion of him, his opinion of your friends. That's a good idea. The drawback is that my friends also get to point out the bad things about my man. Well,
didn't you just say that's why you went out with him? So you could get to know him? And sometimes you can get your friend's opinions can matter, but they shouldn't, but they can. Depend on who the friend is, see. We had a double date with my best friend and her man, and my bestie said that it's too soon for my man to be hands-on as he is, meaning he can't talk without touching me. She said he was going to start pressing me for sex too soon. Yeah. Because why? Because that's what we do. That's why he dating you. He dating you to have sex. That's why all men date you. Is this a secret? Is this a new book? All men date you because they want to have sex with you. I have a shocker for you. Y'all date men because y'all want to have sex with them. Ta-da. Yeah, take them frowns off y'all's face on this Zoom. Yes. That's why you date men. Now, y'all not going to outwardly say that because you want some other things too, of course. But at the bottom line, you know what this about. Stop. Come on now. How are we going to have a family? I want to get married one day. I want to have a family. We know what we're going to have to do then. Well, let's get to doing it. That's what this is all about. She was spot on with that one. Her girlfriend, he was gonna pressure me to have sex. Ta-da, that ain't she brilliant. So I couldn't be mad with her. The second day was with my cousin, and her husband said the guy shouldn't be grabbing my butt in public like that because it's tasteless. That is tasteless. Grabbing your butt in front of people. That's tasteless.
It is. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he can't talk without touching me. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he can't talk without touching me.
Yeah, I know, lady. And you've been out with your friends with him and everything, and they done told you he's a little touching too much because he's going to press you for sex. She was right about that. Duh. Yeah, he is going to ask you for sex eventually. I think you know that. That's why both y'all was online. You get online so you can find a relationship. But in order to be in a relationship, you're going to have to relate. Why you feeling like you own a ship? And what do
the
ship
do? What is that analogy?
Do?
What?
It rocks back and forth.
Say what?
You online to get into a relationship.
Okay.
To be in a relationship, you have to have a relation with someone, and it's got to feel like y'all own a ship. Because the ship rocks back and forth.
Okay.
That's what a relationship is. Two people that can relate to each other till it gets so good, y'all start rocking back and forth.
Wow.
That's the relationship.
Genius. Wow.
My God.
How come we can't see that, huh?
Right.
No. What the hell? Now, your girlfriend talking about he too hands-on. He going to want to have sex soon. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he going to want to. Not soon, now.
It's been 7 weeks.
She was spot on with that, so I couldn't be mad at her. The second date, my cousin and her husband said the guy shouldn't be grabbing my butt in public like that because it's tasteless. That's true. Tasteless is true. But your other cousin, though, telling you he going to press you for sex, that's what he supposed to do. Why is this her damn business, though? Didn't her husband press her for sex one day? Didn't she have it? I did not care what he said because I know he's not a romantic type of the guy. Okay, but you did care what the other lady said. What my cousin has said. But when I'm alone with my new man and in public, he really can't talk without putting his hands on my body. In the car, he want to hold my hand and drive with the left hand. Damn. Maybe it ain't just your cousin's husbands that ain't romantic. Maybe you ain't romantic either, see. A man want to hold your hand while he driving. Damn. Most women go, wow, that is so nice. He wants to hold my hand while he's driving. Don't, what is you touching me for? He has his hand on my thigh when we having dinner. And if we at a bar having a drink, he will slide my chair right up next to him so he can rub my shoulder or have his hands in various places on my body. Really, we met 7 weeks ago and we haven't been intimate, but like my bestie said, he's already itching to have sex. Already? When did you just, that come to you after 7 weeks? He was ready for that long time ago. Now, I admire you for waiting and trying to get to know the man. It kind of pushes you towards that 90-day rule I created. And it makes a little bit of sense, but at 7 weeks, he's pressing. He's pressing. Now, the final straw for me was when he put his hand between my legs in the restaurant. Wait a minute, hold up, man. It's been a whole lot of touching going on for 7 weeks. Why are you still going out with him if this is so repulsive? If this touching, just 7 weeks of touching. Now, he done been on your thigh. He done been on your shoulders. He done been all up in your hair. He done been on your kneecap. He done had your hand when he driving. Now y'all in the restaurant. Now you talking about the final straw. He done put his hands between your legs. We at the promised land now. We at the Holy Grail. We in front of the Grand Canyon.
You have made your point.
Right there at Niagara Falls. We at Victoria Lake. We at Empire State. We at one of the 7 wonders of the world. That's number 8 right there. And all of y'all have one. The 8th wonders of the world. And I'll be damned if it ain't one of the most wonderful wonders I've ever seen. I've been to the Grand Canyon. He ain't got that. Grand Canyon ain't got nothing on that thing. Nothing. Nothing. I've been to Niagara Falls. I'd rather be standing in front of a fine woman than to be at Niagara Falls. I'm telling you right now, it ain't all that. I've seen the Empire State. I've been to Victoria Lakes. I've been to all these places. Ain't nothing like standing right there. In front of me. It, I'm just telling you, it's something.
I think we get it. I really do.
Well, I don't think you do. I'm painting this picture. I only got a minute left, so let me go and get to this. He put his hand between my leg in the restaurant and asked if he could have it. I asked what it was. You know good and hell well what it is. What is you playing stupid for? I'm sick of your little dumbass letter. What is it? You know exactly what it is. You know what he doing? What is it? It. What you mean what is it? It's why we here. It's why I'm buying yelling. This damn dinner. It's why I'm driving. It's why I bathed today. It's why I spent money on this suit. It's why I bought this damn bottle of cologne.
Look.
It.
While he it yells.
It's the reason that the world go round. What do you mean? What do you mean? What is it? You know what it is.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast. It's free on the iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Thank you, Shirley. But let me go ahead and thank the big DM down in Columbia, South Carolina. Man, thank y'all for showing up and helping me pull off my annual Junior Clause, which is success. Appreciate y'all,
Junior.
The big DM.
Yay.
Has a good time down there, man. Really did, man. The families, man, we had a lot of fun. So thank you, big DM, for
Junior
supporting
Clause.
Us, man.
Yeah, man, doing sure. God's work. Go on, Junior.
Yeah, that's why I do, I go down to Junior Club, man. I give 6 or 7 families gifts, dog. 10 of them. 10 families.
Man.
Buy all of them. Dog, we had a good
so
time.
Good.
8, had brunch, had a whole party, everything. So we had a good time. All right, let's get to it, man. Jaden Daniels, congratulations, man. Heisman winner out of LSU. Got it. Yeah, man. Beat out Michael Penix Jr. from Washington. Beat out Bo Nix out of Oregon. Beat out Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State. So, congratulations to Jaden Daniels, man. Great season, man. Now, here you go, Unc. This right here tripped out. Let's just say Shohei Ohtani. Did you see this, Unc? Signed the largest contract for a player in baseball.
Who?
Shohei Ohtani, the Japanese player. He's played for the Angels. Well, he signed to the Dodgers, man.
You supposed to say Asian?
Well, he's out of Japan, Unc.
If he's Japanese, you can he's say Japanese.
I just need to know the rules now. I said something about Chinese dude the other day, and y'all said it's Asian. And now he just said Japanese.
If you don't know that they're Asian. Actually from, then the proper word is
Japanese. Yeah, well, he's out of Japan. He signed to the Dodgers, and he signed so for $700 million.
Yeah.
Woo! $700 million for one player, man. What that do?
Hit the ball.
To hit the ball and throw the ball. The pitch, too. He pitching and he batting. $700 million. Lord have mercy.
Oh, he's the dude that was with the Angels?
Yes, signed to the Dodgers now. $700 million.
Wow. The Angels lost him?
They lost
him. To the Dodgers?
To the he ain't even got to move.
Hell no.
Right. Yes, he do. He got a new contract. He moving.
He gonna move around the corner.
$700 million. I'm moving.
Yes.
Hey, how you gonna be acting up if you out there playing for $700 million? How you coming into to the stadium? What you acting like?
Slow.
Slow boogie.
My theme music.
Yeah. You gotta have some theme music, man. So congratulations. Yeah. And I got to say this, congratulations to the Browns, man. Y'all beat the Jaguars 31-27. Browns going to be in the playoffs, man. The Browns got a really good chance. Now, the Texans, on the other hand.
I sure hope so.
You just stop picking us, because they just, I don't know what this was. They lost to the Jets.
Where?
30-6.
Last week, I just picked it because y'all be looking so homely looking on the Zoom. So
I do not look homely.
But I don't give a damn how you look.
I feel sorry
next
for
week.
Them.
Yeah, I don't care how y'all look
not
next
the
week.
Pity pick.
We still in the hunt. We still
in the hunt.
Y'all ain't in the hunt. Y'all still getting hunted. Y'all not in the hunt.
We are in
ain't
the
no
hunt.
Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, and right now they blowing y'all ass up.
All right, go Junior. Ahead, Shirley, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a lady wants to know if her man is lying about having his ex's old blanket, Steve. We'll find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is from Queen in High Point, Steve. Queen says, I have a key to my boyfriend's house, and yesterday he asked me to let his dog out because he had to work late. His house was a mess as usual, and there was a TSU blanket on his couch. His ex-girlfriend went to TSU, and he and I went to North Carolina and A&T. I called to ask him if she'd been to his house, and he said it was an old throw that he had in the closet, and yes, it was hers from back in the day. I don't buy it because I've never seen the blanket. Did she bring it to cuddle up on the couch with him? How else did it get there?
No, it was in the closet, like he said.
Like he said, he wasn't lying.
He admitted it was hers. It was in the closet. That sounded like a good one right there. Ain't a lot of people come over your house and bring blankets. I think the blanket was in the closet. He pulled it out, watched TV, and left it there. I don't think the woman came over to the house. I don't think he's lying. That makes perfect sense. What woman you know bring a blanket over to the house?
Her alma mater.
Yeah. It is hers. It was up in the closet. He just pulled it out and used it. Sounded like a good one to me, really.
Oh, nasty.
I mean, that don't even sound like a lie. That's how good that one is.
Oh, okay.
Well, you could throw it away if you want to. I don't care nothing about the blanket. I was just cold and I was in the closet and there it was. I put it on. I ain't even pay no attention to it.
Right, that it was TSU. Uh-huh.
instead of North Carolina A&T.
Well, I didn't know it was TSU stood for. I was telling you, you know, I thought it just meant.
He knew. If he went to North Carolina A&T, he knows what TSU Tennessee State or TSU Texas. Was right.
Well, knows. I thought it could have meant, you know, take something under here.
Giving him the benefit of the doubt.
All right, we have time for another one, Steve. This is from Anonymous in Dothan. Anonymous says, my wife and I have been married for
Dothan, Alabama, Route 231 in Alabama.
You know, you always know. Anonymous says, my wife and I have been married for 13 years, and she's been on her job for 22 years. I lost my job during the pandemic, so I've had to start from scratch and take a job that I'm overqualified for. My wife gets frustrated when she has to pay for things that I used to handle. I need her to be considerate and stop nagging me about it. How do I get her to be patient while I build back what I lost?
She's not. She's already lost her patience. You lost your job at the beginning of the pandemic, right? It's
folk years. Yeah, during the pandemic, she said.
Yeah. She out of patience.
Start all over.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I ain't got no answer for you. Hang in there.
What?
Just hang in there, dog. You know.
You don't think he should talk to her?
This complaining could be, you can try it all that. Well, what you can do, you got to understand, this complaining is probably a stack up of some other things, too, he not telling us about. Mm-hmm. So, see, we just in here talking about, man, your wife got to understand you trying to build it back. Something else is in this, too.
But he didn't say that.
But Shirley, the average woman understands my man lost his job during the pandemic. He took another job.
Right.
Which he's overqualified for, but he's done something to bring some money in the house.
Right.
Most women would understand that. Something else is in this equation that he's not telling us. Mm. And now she's sick of it.
I hope it wasn't cheating.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with cheating. It's just, you know, he ain't bringing up enough money in this house right now. But, you know, things are still, you know, she getting mad because she had to pay for stuff he used to pay for. Mm-hmm. Like they out eating.
She don't like him no more.
Uh-uh. Yeah. She's mad at him right now. What do the vows say for real?
A lot of that happened during the pandemic. You found out who you were really with during the pandemic.
Yeah. Sure. A lot of people got divorced during the pandemic. You're right.
Well, surely not that you finna say what the Bible say, riches are for poor.
No, I said, what do
it's
the
safe
vows
for sickness
say?
And in hell. I heard what the vows say. It say for riches or poor sickness. It say to death do you part. And that's why I got my divorces. Because
you're
of that
very much alive,
rich
sir.
Rich or poor, sickness or health, or till death do you part. Uh-huh. As soon as I felt like I was dying, I got out.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 20 minutes after, right after this.
That's what
crazy.
We got to go.
You are very much alive.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first gene therapy for the treatment for sickle cell disease, which affects approximately, Junior, 100,000 people, as you well know. We talk a lot about sickle cell disease on this show because, Junior, you do have sickle cell. You're a sickle cell warrior, and your Cures Hope Foundation is aimed at bringing awareness to the disease. So this new gene therapy treatment was green-lighted and is available for patients 12 and older who have been diagnosed with a more severe form of sickle cell disease. Researchers continue to track the time span it takes to declare the patient as cured, but after receiving gene therapy, 95% of recipients reported being symptom-free.
Mm-hmm.
Junior.
That's good news, right, Junior?
That's real good, huh?
Until they tell you that the gene therapy, $2.2 million.
Oh,
I'm just going to keep mine. I know. Unless you let me borrow it.
That's how much it costs, Junior?
Yes.
Per individual?
Per individual. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
so,
wrong
but Junior,
that,
let
man.
Me ask you a question. They got a cure, and it costs $2 million?
Yes.
None of this is covered by any of the insurance at all?
Ain't no insurance company going to cover that up for one person.
But you know what, Junior? I think that's bad news, but... We can fix
million?
It, man. We can do something. I mean, especially for the common man, that ain't just too. Where are they gonna get 2 million from, really?
We're gonna steal it if we get down to that.
What, Tommy?
We're gonna steal it if we have to for this boy to get what he needs. I said it.
Yeah, before I have another crisis. Yeah.
Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather work as a tree trimmer or would you rather do pedicures for a living?
Oh, the tree trimmer.
I'm going to get up in that tree.
Yeah. I'm going to get way up in that tree. I hate heights.
Because a lot of them feet look like trees anyway.
So. Oh, goodness. All this bark branches. On the bottom of your foot.
All right. Tree trunk.
Would you rather fly sitting next to a newborn baby or would you rather fly sitting next to your ex?
No, I'm with that baby. I'm going to hold that baby.
You're going to hold the baby?
I'll be walking up down the aisles with that baby and everything, crying my ass off.
Yeah, the baby.
I got it.
But when ain't nobody Swallow looking up, I'm going to put a little bit of crown in his body.
Oh, no.
So he's going to go to sleep.
Yeah, he's going to be nice. He's going to be proud of him.
Would you rather talk in your sleep or would you rather snore like a bear?
Oh, I already talk. I ain't talking about nothing.
Uh-uh.
I ain't talking about nothing. I swear I ain't talking about nothing.
Yeah,
you sure?
I can assure you I'm not.
I'm snoring.
I used to have
severe sleep apnea. Thank God I don't have it anymore. Thanks to the 10X protocol that I got on. I no longer sleep on the CPAP machine. So
yes.
Completely 100% cured. Ain't no need of me talking in sleep because unless I can lie while I'm talking, when I'm conscious. See, that's why talking in my sleep ain't going to work for me unless I can lie while I'm asleep because there's no way.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I got to be conscious so I know what I'm lying for.
All right. Would you rather live your life without real or artificial sugar, or would you rather live your life without bread? Sugar or bread?
I'd rather live my life without sugar. Sugar's cancer, y'all.
Mm. Okay. And diabetes.
Sugar
so chronic
cancerous,
diseases.
Y'all.
Yeah. So bread.
And we've got to understand that as a people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right, Steve.
Bread and the wrong bread has sugar in it too.
Has sugar in it.
That's what's crazy.
Like people think when they're eating these multigrains and wheat, you got to read them labels, man. Mm-hmm. If you see a bread that has folic acid in it, you're eating something very not good for you, man.
Okay.
Very not good for you. Now they make breads without it.
All right,
and
last
most
one,
of those
guys.
Breads are sourdough.
Would you rather have a big red nose like Rudolph or bushy white eyebrows like Santa? Those bushy white brows or big red nose like Rudolph?
Bro, I'd be so cold with that nose. I'd be player with that nose. You hear me? I'm coming down lighting up everything. Boy, I'm wearing that nose. Proud.
Yeah, because if you get them big bushy eyebrows, you're going to look like them people in the Wizard of Oz.
The Munchkins.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, before we get to the closing remarks with you, Steve, we got to say that our prayers go out to those in Tennessee. A lot of people were affected by the storms on Saturday that claimed the lives of 6 people and left behind some downed trees, extensive property damage, and power outages there. If you are in need of assistance or you want to donate to the victims, please visit theredcross.org. That's redcross.org. Or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. There you can donate to the victims or if you're in need of assistance. Again, it's redcross.org or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
and our prayers are definitely with them.
Yeah, those Tennessee tornadoes.
Yes.
Hot.
Terrible.
Ooh,
right through.
Scary. Help your neighbors. We have to help each other. Help our neighbors in Tennessee.
All right, and Steve, a special announcement for Florida residents. I didn't know this, but today is the last day. This is Monday, December 11th. It is the last day to redeem that $44 million lottery ticket. I said $44 million lottery ticket. This ticket has gone unclaimed since June of this year, since the summertime, okay? Florida lottery officials say there was one winning ticket for June 14th of this year, that drawing, and it still hasn't been claimed. The holder of the ticket has until the end of the day today to claim their prize at the lottery office in Tallahassee. That's a $44 million jackpot. Just
that's
waiting
somebody
there
that's
to
trying to
claimed.
Lead a family. He trying to lead. He just
he
just
his
don't
affairs
know.
He's waiting
to the last day. He just waiting to the last day. And I understand his pain. He stayed as long as he could. But today he got to walk out that house and never look back. Today he got
as
to
as a
lead.
Matter of fact, Tommy, this I can assure you this
or
guy
she.
That has this ticket.
Uh-huh.
No, it's a man move right here.
It's what? Because he hasn't claimed it yet? That's a man move?
No. The man that has this ticket is waiting. Uh-huh. He has already started distancing himself from his family. Yeah, he's already started doing that. He's
so
got
terrible.
His plane ticket lined up, passport. He going to go down there and claim that money. They're going to cut that check, and he going to be on the plane next day. Now, the wife that he's separated from going to have to try to get extradition papers, but she don't know nothing about that world. And, of course, she ain't going to know how to track where he went to, but he done caught a catch a plane probably to Africa. And then from there, he going to go to Indonesia. And then he going to go there and he going to go to Lebanon. And then he going to fly back to Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Then he going to wind up in Iran. Once he go to Iran, he going to scare his ass a little bit. And then he going to come through Afghanistan. And he'll probably end up in Peru.
But has he started an argument at the house?
That was in June when he found out he won.
Okay, cool.
They've been arguing for 6 months?
That was the setup. Yeah.
So when he's leaving, he doesn't understand that she gets half.
Yeah.
Of the
money.
You can't
get half if you don't know what somebody is.
Oh, well,
we're leaving, Carla. We're leaving.
You lose the attitude.
I don't understand.
Right, Tommy. Stay with that attitude, dog.
Oh, we get out of here.
So what are you arguing about for 6 months?
Whatever it takes.
Anything.
Little things or big
milk,
things?
How long
paper
it's been
towels,
raining.
Anything.
Paper towels. Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
Hey, so little it. Things, big things, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Why is that puddle still in the driveway? You see this puddle out here.
Start making up stuff.
You want me to stop the rain? You're saying a puddle in the driveway. Is that what you're saying?
You guys what
are
is worse. You keep running in that puddle for getting that car wet?
The worst.
It's
ever.
In the driveway. What do you want me to do?
Why does this grass in the yard keep growing? Please answer that. Answer this.
Because it rained.
Why?
For 6 months, just every day.
And you're going to take the car out in the rain after I washed it.
What do you want me to do?
I got to go somewhere.
I come in and start the fight. You know what? You keep leaving this toilet seat down. This don't make no sense. You hear me? Every day?
Yeah.
Every day the toilet seat down. So you'll never think about putting it up for me.
No, that's not how this goes.
That's, no.
Junior, stupidest thing I ever said in Africa, 4-hour argument. She was telling me about letting that seat back down. I finally came to the conclusion. Well, when you get through, let it back up.
No, that's what you said?
Yeah. Then it starts.
I tell people all the time, don't say that.
No, that's stupid.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
I was standing outside the mosquito net for 3 hours. She wouldn't even let me get in the mosquito net. I was so scared I was going to have malaria.
Yeah.
You can start a fight. You can start a fight.
Well, I think got about 90 seconds. Let me give y'all a piece of encouragement. Don't ever, ever, never, ever give up. I don't care how it look, y'all. Don't you dare give up. I don't care how hopeless, how daunting, how uncertain, how unreassuring. I don't care how much it hurt. Don't you ever, ever give up on your dreams. Don't you do it. You will live a life of regret if you do. And if you quit, the only thing you've guaranteed is that it will never, ever happen. That's the only thing that comes with quitting. That's a guarantee. But if you don't quit, the possibility always remains. The hope is always there. You have no idea when God is going to flip the switch for you. How many times people have turned around. The poem says, and many a fellow has turned about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Never give up, y'all. Don't ever give up. That's my closing remarks. Don't you quit. Hang in there, y'all. Talk to God today. Love to hear from you. Y'all be out. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.